feel about your jersey and football and shoes and everything going to the Hall of Fame?
I mean, it's a great honor. Last year, we were fortunate enough to go to the Hall of Fame, the rookie draft pick, so it was really neat to see all the memorabilia there, all the great players. So it's a great honor to, you know, just having part of the Eagles there. I know there's already a ton of Eagles stuff, but, you know, just for our team, for that game, it's pretty special.
Does it make you reflect on what you actually accomplished last Sunday?
I mean, it's a great honor, and well, like I said before, when I reflect on that stuff, I think about the guys I did it with. And that's what's most special to me is the memories I made with them. Seeing everybody really happy, all the, you know, having the time to throw it, the receivers downfield making tremendous plays, running after the catch, you know, the run, all the stuff that went together for us, to, you know, the defense getting us the ball back, all the stuff that went together, that's what I think about with that.
What have the last few days been like for you? You've done a lot of interviews.
A few, not too much. Same things y'all are asking me, just about the game, about the touchdowns, what it was like, how do I feel. And I'm just glad we won the game. It was a great game. We played well offensively, but it was just one game, and we have more to go. We have a huge game this week against Green Bay, and we have to just keep building on it, keep fixing the mistakes. There's things that in that game we can work on to get better. And, you know, that's how I approach it. The 24 hours is over, so I move forward, and now it's time to get better.
Deshaun and Sean have both kind of looked up to Mike growing up, and those guys obviously have a pretty tight relationship. What has that been, what has that dynamic been like as you're kind of working alongside them to gain their trust and compete for
it? It's been great. I mean, I have a great relationship with the both of them. And I think all of us who were younger watched Mike when we were that age and all looked up to in awe of what he can do. And what he, you know, did back then. So, and he's been, Mike's been great. He's been very supportive of me throughout this. Y'all saw firsthand of how him and I interact, and you know, nothing's changed. And that's what's special about it. But LaShawn and Deshaun, we have a great relationship, and you know, they play extremely hard, and they're great players.
In looking at the film, when you watched the Dallas game, you saw what wasn't working. In this game, were you able to see what was working and what wasn't?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Dallas game, I just wasn't accurate. I didn't execute. Like I told you, I had to go back to the fundamentals. I sort of got out of whack that game. And I just had to, you know, that's where you come back to practice. I was fortunate enough to get healthy and, you know, get back out on the field to play. So I really went back to that, studied that film, and saw what I did. And, you know, after I watched it, I felt good because I know that it was all correctable. It was not, oh, I can't do it anymore. It's, I can correct that and I can fix it and I can move forward and become a better player and a better person because of it. And that's how I approached, you know, watching the Cowboys game moving forward.
So the open film, what did you see when you watched the open film?
I felt like I improved on all the stuff. There was a few things that, you know, I missed a, you know, quick screen to the right. I didn't really get the ball. It hit the ground. So, but I felt good just being smart with the ball, letting the receivers go make plays. And but that all started with the, you know, you watch the film and the O-line never gets enough credit. You know, you got, you know, JP, Evan Mathis, Kels, Todd, you know, and then Lane, all those guys did a tremendous job all day of giving me protection, enough time to really let the ball rip. And, you know, it was a great offensive, great team effort throughout the game, and that's why it turned out the way it did.
Which throw did you think was your best?
You know, all the, you know, obviously the ones that were completions, and, you know, there's not one that was, you know, I think that any time it's third and long in those situations. I know we had a couple third and longs that we executed, and Deshaun. So those are big time plays to keep the chains moving. Guys did a great job finding the zone, and we were able to complete those. So I thought those were huge, just executed plays in those situations because those are very hard. You know, it's hard to get the first down in that situation.
Nick, it seemed like you moved a lot of the safeties and defenders with your pump fakes in your eyes. Was that something you focused on going in there and what you see on film on those plays?
I mean, it's something I've always, you know, since I was younger, I've worked on, and just sometimes you get away from it, and I just let the game come naturally to me. I didn't force anything. I just played naturally. I felt the game going through the reads, but you have to feel what's going on. You have to play with feel. You'll have reads and stuff, but sometimes, you know, everybody's human, so there's different things. There's guys are going to try to make plays, try to cut routes, do things. So I just, you know, made sure me and the receivers were on the same page if that happened and took advantage of it.
Chip hasn't said yet that you're going to be the starter for Sunday. I mean, do you ever kind of wonder, like, what you have to do to get the job or, like,
no,
how you feel about all that?
I'm out here getting to practice. I'm fortunate to be out here, and every day I'm out here, I'm going to give it all I have and do everything I can. Like I said before, I approach every day like I'm the starter in my mind, no matter what situation I'm in, and that won't change no matter what. If I play a good game or a bad game, I'm going to just stay the same and move forward, because you can always get better, and especially now, you know, we played a good game. Teams are really going to be focusing on that, and they're going to try to stop it, and they're going to try to bring more stuff to affect us, so we have to be ready, and that's why we have to get better and better and pay attention to all the minor details.
Nick, this is a business trip. You care first and foremost about beating the Packers. But will it mean anything special to you to step on Lambeau Field, which has been so legendary throughout the NFL?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, it's a very legendary field, something that is, since I can remember, you know, holding a football, you hear about Lambeau Field. And you also hear about the Philadelphia Eagles fans, which are, you know, very passionate. So you hear, they're right there. You know, I take the fans over it any day. But, yeah, it'll be fun playing there. But when the game starts, you really zone out the stadium, and you same field here as we practice on, and you just block everything out, and you just play the game.
You'd like to throw for 7 touchdowns or 6 yards every week, but I mean that's hard to do. And
yeah,
you obviously don't want to throw for just 80 yards every week. Like, where do you see yourself falling, like in between there?
We'll just have to find out. I just have to keep working, and. The Cowboys game, I've maybe one other game I played like that, and that would probably be the Holiday Bowl. I did not play well my sophomore year. But other than that, I haven't done that. But it's something that you got to continue to work and continue to, you know, be accurate, really work on the fundamentals. And when a game, I didn't have a good game, just get back to it. And that's why you come out here and work every day. You can't get away from it. I got to keep working. We'll find out. I can't determine that. It's a new week. New things are going to happen. And, the most important thing is put more points on the board than the other team and get the win.
Does it feel give us that answer on the field between the Dallas and this most recent one? I mean, and does that give you any perspective? Like, this is clearly I feel different, or I'm seeing things differently than I was in the last one.
Yeah, I felt good. I felt really good. Really, I just felt good. I'm the same person. I just felt good and played a lot better. I felt like I made the decisions on time. The games like the Cowboys game, they really refocus you. It's like anything. You have a bad day in life. You don't let it, beat you up the next day. You just sort of, hey, tomorrow's going to be a great day. You be optimistic. You move forward. And that's what I've done.
What's the difference? Is it like an alertness? What is the difference as far as how it feels when you're out there?
I don't know. It's just a bad day and I had a good day. It's as simple as that. I mean, each one of y'all know what it's like to have a bad day. And you know how it feels. And then you know what it's like to have a good day. And it's really that simple. And you have to do the things, the right things in life, the right things on the practice field to have good days. And, I just had it was just a good game against Oakland, and we got to move forward.
Since January, you've heard that you weren't a fit for this offense. This obviously disproves a lot of what people said. Why were you, and you were always confident that Chip wouldn't necessarily play to your skill set, but that you could thrive in this offense. Why were you so confident, and why do you think going forward you guys can sustain that?
Because of the players we have here. Just the relationship I have with the team. I love these guys, the coaches. When you're playing with guys that you really have a passion to play with, you really care about each individual, and it could be anyone, if you're doing equipment, you're doing strength training. We have a great group of people here, and when you play on the field, obviously schematically it matters, but I just felt like, I know that I can, I believe in myself. I know who I am, and I believe in myself, and I know I can do it.
Well, what about schematically, though? What about this? There's still obviously some read option, but it doesn't revolve all around that. There's a lot of other passes.
I think I know who I am. I know what my strengths are, and I know that I can pull it and get yards, or I can pull it and dish it. I played basketball. I knew how to dish the ball. I knew how to get assists. I knew how to throw alley-oops. I knew how to get alley-oops. So it's really in that situation. It's like playing basketball. You really have to just feel the game out and make plays. If a quarterback runs for a first down, it messes the defense. You don't have to run for an 80-yard touchdown. Obviously, that's a different kind of animal. And those, there's quarterbacks in this league that can do this, and they do it. But, I know who I am, and I play to my skill set.
That pump and draw, though, designed real quick. The pump fake to the bubble screen, and you ran for first down. Was that designed?
I'm not telling you that answer.
Nick, you did it once, the 7. It definitely can be done, 7 touchdown passes. Can you do it again?
Hey, I don't worry about that. Whatever it takes to win, that's what I focus on. It was a you know, it was a special game. It was a special game for the Eagles. But, hey, I don't we'll find out. I mean, that was a tremendous. I had never done that before. Like I said, I had done it in a video game. So, you know, I was just ready to move on and go to Green Bay and whatever it takes to win.
And, Nick, you talk about getting better. What can you do better? What specifically, when you look at it, can you better do than what you play?
I mean, you know, on that quick screen, I can get the ball up. You know, I didn't carry out all my run fakes. I got to make sure I carry out all those run fakes. You know, I can even be quicker with some throws, maybe moving the pocket instead of rolling, you know, stepping up and getting out. There's just different things I see, and I can't worry about that when I play. I just have to play naturally, but that's stuff I work out on here. And it's just things I did well that I have to continue to work on. I can't just say, oh, okay, I did that well one game. It's going to happen every game. I have to keep working on it, doing the same stuff, and then, you know, tweaking it along the way to make sure I keep getting better. Quicker foot speed, you know, getting to the target, keeping your left shoulder down, trajectory on the deep balls, different things like that. And that's why I love this game. That's why I come to work every day.
Nick, we've seen differences. We've seen
some quarterbacks come in for, like, spot starts and do very well. I mean, there's history in Philadelphia of that. But over a long term, maybe they, you know, they're not, like, franchise guys. So what's the difference between quarterbacks that can do it for a short period and guys who can do it over a long term?
I think consistency. But to be consistent, when you do well in any league, I knew that in college when I started, and, you know, last year playing, defenses are going to adjust. They get the same game, you know, they get the game film we just watched, and they saw what we did well, and they're going to try to take that away. So I think it's the ability to play the game and adapt when the game's going on, to know that you studied film all week on this, but they came out in a different coverage. How are you going to react to it? Is it going to fluster you, or are you going to be able to flourish in it because you're prepared and you're ready to go, and you know where to go with the ball on time and in rhythm and accurately? So it's all those little things, and that's where hard work, preparation, and being a leader and, you know, having a great relationship with your teammates comes in.
Okay.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.